And so these are the factors that need to be taken into account. And when you're making decisions, you may want to document in your board meeting minutes the discussion, including a discussion of these factors. So general economic conditions need to be considered, the possible effect of inflation or deflation over time, the expected tax consequences of a particular investment. So for instance, will you be making unrelated business taxable income type investments that you're going to actually have to pay tax on? You would have to consider what the after-tax return would be of that investment in that case. You also look at the total expected return from income and the potential appreciation of investments over time that you may sell to generate more income. You have to look at other resources of the institution. So for instance, how good is its fundraising program? If it's very robust, you may not need to rely on some of your investment funds and income as much. You also look at the need of the institution to make distributions over time, what their income needs are, but balancing that with the need to preserve capital. And then the last point is taking into account if the asset has a special relationship or value to your actual charitable purpose. And one thing I would note is you could have an asset that looks like an investment asset, but if it's really related to your charitable mission and it's what we'd call like a program-related asset, that wouldn't be subject to UPMIFA. So an example would be a charity that makes interest-free loans to students to cover tuition, like low-income students, as part of its charitable mission. Those loans are not considered investments for UPMIFA purposes. They'd be considered program-related assets. So UPMIFA takes a pretty holistic approach to managing the investment portfolio. Management decisions or investment decisions about an individual asset are not made in isolation. Instead, you look at how that asset fits in to the overall investment portfolio and your overall investment strategy. And this was a welcome change under the prior law most states had before UPMIFA. There was a fear that perhaps charities were supposed to only be investing in the most conservative investments in order to preserve capital. But of course, that would mean they'd be missing out on opportunities to have greater returns on their investment. And so UPMIFA makes it much more clear that you can have a few riskier items in the portfolio as long as it's all part of a balance so that the portfolio as a whole is not an unduly risky portfolio. There is a general duty to diversify your investments unless the institution reasonably determines that because of special circumstances, the purpose of the fund are better served without diversification. And I will say this is going to be pretty unusual that you're going to not want to have diversification. But if you ever are serving at an institution where it's determined that this would be appropriate, you would want to very much document this. So I would want to see board meeting minutes that really just reflect the thought process and what were the special factors here, and have that all contemporaneously documented in case there is ever a question about that in the future. So as I said earlier, the big focus on UPMIFA tends to be protecting donor intent. So if the donor provided some specific investment or spending rules, and one example would be saying that they don't want any of their funds used to invest in certain categories of investments, such as they may say, I don't want to invest in companies that manufacture or sell guns. I don't want to invest in companies that sell alcohol. You know, these are things that we're increasingly seeing. You would have to abide by that donor restriction. And then same if it was an endowment fund, if the donor had a more strict rule on how much they want you to spend or not spend each year, you would have to follow that. You do have to consider when you're taking the gift and the donor is bringing up any additional restrictions, you should think long and hard and not just say yes to appease the donor, but think about, is it practical over time? Because we have worked both with the charities in some cases and in other cases with the donor. And often the donor has some general limitation they would like to apply, but it may start off very narrow or strict and it doesn't allow some flexibility. And that could put the charity in a bad position because it means if they ever want to depart from it, they have to go back and get donor permission. And, you know, it could be the donor was the matriarch of the family. She passes away. Now you have to talk to her children. It just makes it very complicated. So we try to put restrictions in that still allow some flexibility that leaves the donor feeling comfortable that the spirit of their intended restriction will be followed, but understanding, you know, times change and just building in that flexibility so you don't have to go back anytime you have to deviate even in the slightest. Now, we talked about how state law, state corporate law will allow you to delegate that investment management authority. ABMIFA also has a provision that allows for that as long as the delegation is prudent under the circumstances. And for most organizations, if you have a sizable investment portfolio, it is going to be prudent to bring in a professional rather than attempt to make those decisions yourself. So you do want to hire, again, a competent investment advisor and document that. And again, the written agreement with them should require them to abide by MIFA. But while you're delegating that authority, the board should still review the portfolio performance at least annually. And typically we either see, if it's a very large portfolio, the investment advisor might come to the board meeting and give a presentation, or in some instances, they may go over that with the executive director or the lead team that, you know, works full time at the charity so that they can then give the presentation to the board at the annual meeting.